Conference. Kisumu County is set to host the first Sickle Cell Disease, SCD, and Hemophilia Conference in Kenya to take stock on the fight against the inherited blood disorders. County Executive Committee Member, CECM, in charge of medical services, public health and sanitation Dr. Gregory Gander said the conference scheduled from June 12-14, 2024 targets to create awareness and advocate for better health care amidst rising cases in the country. SCD, a debilitating genetic blood disorder, is particularly present in sub-Saharan Africa. In Kenya, the burden of the disease is high in the western region, including the counties surrounding Lake Victoria and along the coastal strip. Dr. Gander said a majority of children with SCD in Africa die undiagnosed, with 50 to 90% dying before their fifth birthday. In Kisumu, where approximately 20,000 children are born yearly, he added, it is projected that 500 of them will die of sickle cell anemia within 5 years. Dr. Gander said analysis of data available at Jaramogi Oginga Odinga Teaching and Referral Hospital, JOOTRH, in Kisumu reveals that on average a sickle cell client suffers 5 episodes of crises annually, with 5 to 10 days of hospitalization per episode. That means a mother will spend 25 to 50 days confined in a hospital bed with her child, he said. This, he observed, contributes to high productivity losses, exposing families to great financial risks while limiting their access to quality health. Despite its high prevalence, SCD, he said, remains one of the neglected and least prioritized health issues, with the affected families and individuals struggling with significant physical, psychological, and economic challenges. The conference, the first of its kind in the country, he said, will bring together renowned experts, policymakers, affected families, innovators, research institutions, academic institutions, and government agencies to share best practices and formulate strategies to improve access to quality health care for the diseases. The conference aims to stimulate programs that will create a lasting impact on the lives of those affected by the two diseases, he said. Kisumu County, he said, was on the forefront in addressing gaps in the management of the two diseases, revealing that through partnerships, the county has rolled out universal newborn screening and collaborations to establish a bone marrow transplant center.